A state Senate panel has voted to make more than 300,000 Michiganders eligible for Medicaid in 2014. And that isn't all. The GOP-led Government Operations Committee said yes to two alternative plans. So from the Senate ticking off Governor Snyder by adjourning without voting on the House-passed Medicaid expansion plan, to this Senate panel serving up not one, not two, but three Medicaid proposals, well, it's a lot to keep track of. Let's turn to Michigan Public Radio Network's Lansing reporter, Jake Neer, and get a little help in sorting this all out. So, Jake, 6 weeks ago, the Senate heads home for its summer break. It does not vote on that House-passed bill. Governor Snyder actually flew home from Israel to issue a public scolding. So what happened to get things moving?
Well, they took a few weeks since they refused to vote on this. They threw it to a legislative work group who, it was made up of both Republicans and then some Democrats were actually added later. But they tried to hammer out a proposal that supposedly would get more support from Republicans in the Senate. And now they released the plan, recently, and honestly, not too many huge changes. It would still do basically what the proposal that the House passed would do. But there are, some technical fixes and some other things that Republicans apparently wanted in the Senate. It remains to be seen whether or not support will really grow for this new proposal. But it is moving now.
So assuming they are moving forward, it probably wouldn't be too hard, we might predict, to reconcile the two versions.
I have a feeling that if this version went back to the House, mm-hmm. You talk to Mike Shirky, who is one of the more conservative members of the House, who was really eventually got behind this bill. He says, they made some good changes. In fact, if anything, he says it's better than what they passed.
So, Jake Neer, tell us about the two alternatives. So you get three options, door number one, door number two, and door number three. What's behind two and three?
Well, these are very, very new proposals. In fact, just yesterday before the committee hearing happened and they took up these proposals, they were just being referred to the committee right before the hearing, and then later on they passed. But, one of them is a plan that would take an almost entirely free market approach. In fact, an entirely free market approach. Basically, people would go the existing Medicaid population would go onto direct care plans with high deductibles in many cases. Mm-hmm. It's very complex. In fact, I talked to Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville afterward. Reporters asked him, do you understand this bill after it was passed out of your committee? He said, honestly, not completely, but it's a little, unorthodox, but he wants these plans to be part of the conversation going forward, and he doesn't want them to get bogged down in the committee process.
Okay.
And the other bill, too, is actually from Senator Bruce Caswell. And this one would expand coverage for low-income people who are that at this moment are not eligible for Medicaid, but are under the federal poverty level.
Okay.
And it would be completely state-funded. So no federal dollars. It wouldn't expand Medicaid. Governor Rick Snyder's administration, Department of Community Health Director Joe Haveman, and his budget director, John Nixon, both said at the hearing yesterday that both of these would be very costly plans to the state. And they actually said that the free market approach would actually be a complete dismantling of Michigan's healthcare system, especially Medicaid, as we know it today.
So don't look for Governor Snyder to be getting behind either of these two alternates.
Although, I actually just spoke to the governor today, and he said that he's actually happy that they passed all these proposals. He takes sort of the same attitude that Randy Richardville does. Both of them support the Medicaid expansion, but they say, we're being relentlessly positive, as they always say, and we're trying to keep the conversation going and keep these ideas floating.
So what do you hear from Randy Richardville? When does he expect a vote?
They are expecting to vote on Medicaid in late August. That's a hard goal. I guess I don't know deadline if that's the right mm-hmm. word. But if they pass the Medicaid expansion bill, as I would say they expect to do, That also has to be approved by the House. It has to be approved by the governor, which, you know, would happen. But it also has to be approved by Washington. That's the big one. If they don't get these federal waivers in time, they can't start adding people to the Medicaid rolls in January 1 when the program is supposed to start.
And it goes without saying there are tens of thousands of people anxiously watching and hoping to get added to those Medicaid rolls. Michigan Public Radio Network's Lansing reporter, Jake Neer. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Cindy.